We will not stop. We will not rest.
The protesters are part of an encampment set up on the UC Merced campus on Sunday, ahead of the UC Regents meeting. Students for Justice in Palestine UC Merced organized the protest. They're calling for a full disclosure of the UC system's financial holdings and divestment from Israel-related investments. Valeria Cantor-Mendez is the vice chair of the UC Student Association. She told the Regents during the public comment period where she would rather see the UC monies invested.
Redirect financial support to student needs and investing in aid to Palestine. I urge the UC Regents to listen to those present here calling for divestment and to recognize that Palestine and the Palestinian people have suffered enough. The time to divest is now. The blood is on your hands.
Christine Hong is a professor of critical race and ethnic studies at UC Santa Cruz. She said the student protesters are demonstrating moral leadership.
The encampments, the mobilization of students, their call for divestment are an indictment of your moral equivocation and your cynical weaponization of the charge of anti-Semitism to repress advocacy for Palestinian freedom and life possibility.
Along with calls for divestment, students spoke out against the potential adoption of a UC system policy titled Item J1, which would prohibit university departments from making political statements on their websites. Juwan Haddad is a sociology student at UC Santa Barbara.
Item J1 is a direct attack on academic freedom and free speech and is meant to silence students and faculty across UC. You are complicit in silencing us. While students continue to struggle for affording housing and food, the UC continues to invest in the war industry.
UC President Michael Drake said the university system is doing its best to ensure students can express themselves, while also maintaining a safe learning environment for everyone.
Chancellors and I continue to do our best to navigate on a daily basis, sometimes on an hourly basis, the fine balance between protecting freedom of expression with the need to provide a safe and welcoming campus environment. The university has not wavered from its commitment to free speech during all of these events, but we must be responsive when protests become destructive or violent, or when access to educational facilities and workplaces is compromised.
The Regents are expected to vote on Item J1 Thursday, which is the Board of Regents meeting's final day. UC Chief Investment Officer Jagdeep Singh Basher told the Regents Investment Committee meeting this week that if the UC abided by the protesters' divestment demands, the UC system would have to sell about $32 billion of investments out of its $175 billion investment portfolio. I'm Zenek Ball, reporting for KPFA.